This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
And good evening, everybody. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's Saturday. The postal are out. So be careful with this driving, speeding. Don't drink and drive. This is your host tonight, Walter. Scoop is off this evening. He's got some family obligations that he's going to take care of, but he'll be back next week. We are going to wing this hour, and we're going to bring some information and maybe some funny stuff. I got an email yesterday about Creepy Joe. Now, Creepy Joe, we all know his game. You know, he sniffs just about everybody and fondles just about anybody he can get, within 6 feet of. He's not staying away from the, he's never practiced 6 feet. But what he said the other day on the Breakfast Club, I was emailed about, if you vote for Trump, you're not black enough. Well, this guy has marbles coming out of his mouth. His demeanor is so stoic. He's like a robot and he can't think for himself yet. Like there's a short circuit up there in his brain. He says these things that are off the wall. Then you have people like Donna Brazile who say, well, that's not what he meant. But that's what he said. Now, if he can't say what he means, how is he going to run this country if he, runs in November. Now, understand, he's still not the nominee. He's still not the nominee. He doesn't have enough caucus votes to be the nominee. When he becomes the nominee, there's a lot can happen. He could pick anybody for his vice president. There's rumors of Whitmore up in Michigan. Stacey Abrams, who still claims that she's governor and she's got other followers that call her Governor Abrams. Can you imagine? She said that she would give up the governorship if Biden picks her as his VP running mate. Now, in my book, you are impersonating an elected official. That's a felony, is it not? If a civilian pulls over a car and says he's a police officer or she's a police officer and they're not, well, isn't that criminal impersonation? So, maybe somebody, the Democrats might think it's funny and it's a joke, but if a Republican did that, man, they'd be in front of the freaking Senate panel. There'd be congressional hearings. They'll bring witnesses. And they'd waste another $6 or $7 million of our taxpayers' money. So, but getting back to the point of this segment, the Creepy Joe can do just about anything. He can pick anybody. Now, there are a lot of people out there that are rumored. You got Hillary Clinton, Stacey Abrams, Whitmore, Governor Whitmore, possibility of Andy Cuomo, although Andy Cuomo said he would never leave New York. And then Michelle Obama. And waiting in the wings is good old Barry Obama. Now, he can be VP. He can be VP. The Democrats are pretty creepy about this. You know, they connive and they cluster and they click and they come up with these things that they say, and then they do something else. Pelosi is the leader of the pack, so let's just say Biden nominates Barry Obama on the pretense that, listen, Joe, we know you're not going to make 4 years in the presidency. So you win, we win the ticket, you know, Joe and Barry. And God forbid, Joe steps down because of health reasons. Holy cow. That's going to create some stir. But, you know, that's an extreme scenario. But this is the kind of stuff that I think the Democrats are thinking about. You know, how can we get back to the way they were, you know, 4 years ago before Mr. Trump was elected? Well, that's a distinct possibility, people. So, you know, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just putting it out there because the six choices that I gave you just now are the worst of the worst of the worst. And that's pretty much what the Democrats have been doing for the past 3.5 years, is doing the worst of the worst of the worst for the Republican Party, you know, especially its upper echelon. So I think when Joey Biden says out loud, you know, if you vote for Trump, you know, you can't be black or you're not black. The things the guy says, is that who you want standing in front of you doing a State of the Union address? You know, it'd be a comedy show. You know, like Carrie's mom said, they're all going to laugh at you. And it doesn't matter. You know why? Because he'd be the prez, as the Fonz would say. He'd be the prez. So, you know, got to be careful about what this does. I mean, he's hiding in the basement, so they say. And they're keeping him under wraps. They're keeping him away from the COVID. But, you know, they're in contact. You know, they're in contact. And, you know, you got Mr. Trump. He, you know, he's challenging. You know, he's looking forward to debate with Joe Biden because, you know, he's going to bring all this stuff up. He's going to bring up all the creepy Joe stuff, the kissing, the hugging, the smooching on underage boys and girls. And, oh, don't forget the plagiarism that he admitted to in 1988 when he was seeking a Democratic nomination to run against George H. Bush, and he pulled out because of he plagiarized the paper in law school. So what makes it better 32 years later? Is that all forgotten? You know, so Joe is, have you got to be VP? It's just a choice by Obama. And the Democrats are going to get away. All right, we're done with the first segment. And, this is 75 Radio. I'm Walter Yerkes. I'm your host. We'll be back after these messages. Take it away.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, 4 grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved 4 checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. DefendAPatriot.com.
What do you wish your parents would do to show you they love you?
Take me to Montana. that I would have a huge slumber party with all the girls there.
Play with me more often. My mom's so busy with the board meeting.
Just spend more time together as a family.
Do more out-of-the-house activities.
This is a tough one.
My parents, they do everything they love me. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have a roof over my head.
They don't need to show it to me. I just know they love me.
Well, not yelling at me very much.
What do you wish? What do you wish?
Raise my allowance.
To not argue together.
Have my dad be home more for dinner and stuff so that I could be even closer.
Family, isn't it about time?
Buy me an ice cream and kiss me to love me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay, what's the next question?
I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. As a teenager, I gave my first public speech in my church. My hand shook, my heart pounded. I thought to myself, I can't do this, but somehow I did, and because I wanted to talk about things that were important, I persisted. I chided my church as a senior in high school for not seeming to care about the not yet born, for looking the other way, and for not taking a stand on life.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And with that, hey, it's welcome. I'm your host tonight. We have Scoop is on the family business, and he's going to be off tonight. So you got stuck with me today. We were talking about Joe Biden, creepy Joe, and you know, his statements about African Americans and such, and the possibility of VP running mates and the like. But I want to do a 2 or 3 minute thing on the press secretary, the White House press secretary, Kelly McEnany. And, you know, the journalists, the so-called journalists, the so-called press has tested her, you know, a number of times. And she's a spitfire. She puts it right back out there. And she's doing a heck of a job. You know, Sarah Sanders did a great job. And I think Kayleigh is going to continue right straight through the election. And she's going to keep these so-called journalists at bay. You know, they're allowed to ask questions. That's not a problem. It's the questions that they're asking. You know, they're continually asking what she thinks, what the president says, you know, about the Flynn issue, a few other things, and she just puts them in their place. She tells it like it is. You know, they're looking for a particular answer or a particular attitude with the questions that they want. They're not looking for information. They're looking for questions like a district attorney would ask a witness, because she does witness what the president says, you know, in the Oval Office before a press briefing. And, you know, they're asking her questions that absolutely don't apply. Usually questions that has already been asked and answered many times. So kudos to Kayleigh. She's doing a great job. She's doing a great job. All right. I'd like to move on to something else, and that something else is just a second. Here we go. The Chris and Andy Show. Most everybody knows what I'm talking about. The Chris and Andy Show. You know, Pissy Chrissy, said he had COVID, locked himself up in his basement in the Hamptons, and isolated himself from his family upstairs. And then he was seen out riding his bike. And he called whoever saw him that was challenging him. You know, what are you doing out here? You know, where's your mask? What are you doing? He called the guy some kind of flat tire bicyclist or something, whatever he did. And, you know, I think it was Hannity or Tucker Carlson had him on the show, this bicyclist out in Hamptons, Long Island. And, you know, it was a challenge. Anyway, you know, number one, did Chris really have corona? We don't know. Because, you know, you can't believe anything that comes out of his character's mouth. And since then, since he come out of isolation, he's had his brother on CNN a number of times, you know, doing a picture-in-picture interview. And, you know, they're kidding around like brothers and, you know, my brother's the governor and I could kid him and I can make him laugh. You know, I got to make him laugh and blah, blah, blah. Well, the other night, if you haven't seen it, it's on YouTube already. Tuesday, Wednesday, Governor Cuomo took the coronavirus test during his daily morning briefings. And, you know, the nurse slides that Q-tip, you know, deep into the nasal cavity and as far as it'll go and gives it a little twist and pulls it out. Okay, well, you know, it's uncomfortable. Of course it's uncomfortable. But he sat down and he said, I'm not in discomfort. I'm not in pain. It didn't hurt. And he's encouraging people to get the test. Okay, great. Then the next day, he's on CNN with his brother in this picture-in-picture interview. And, excuse me, and Chrissy has a Q-tip the size of like a basketball on the end of a stick. And, you know, it's big white cotton on the end of a stick. It looks like cotton candy size. When you go to the carnival and you get cotton candy, that's as big as this Q-tip looked. And he's making fun of his brother. You know, here, how about if they shove this up your nose? And this, you know, there's other places that they could have put this thing. But we're not going to go that way because it's not that kind of a show. It's not an imaginary show. This is a real show. And laughing his ass off, you know, about the test and his brother getting the Q-tip up his nose. Now, understand, number one, you got Chrissy on the left side of the screen that we don't know if he really had the corona, okay, because he was locked up in his house for 14 days. Now, number one, who gave him the test? How quick was the test back to let him know that he was exposed to the corona? And why did he not go and get a ventilator? Maybe he didn't have that bad of a coronavirus. Who knows? However, and we've had Andrew Cuomo on TV every day in the morning around 11, 12 o'clock in the morning talking about, you know, the 780, the 800 people, 690, you know, that passed away from the corona day in and day out. Fortunately, well, today, you know, we had an unfortunate 84 people passing in New York today, allegedly from the coronavirus. Now, these guys are goofing around, and the governor is the guy who sent all these people back to the nursing home that were diagnosed with the COVID-19. And then the nursing homes had an explosion of patients with COVID-19. And what happened to the USS Comfort? It was sitting in New York Harbor. It sat in New York Harbor with nobody on it. The Jacob Javits Center was set up as a hospital with nobody in it. Ventilators were available. Medical personnel were available. Yet Governor Cuomo chose to send these people back to the nursing home where the senior citizens, besides juveniles, were the most susceptible to succumb to this flu virus strain. So hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people passed away because of Cuomo. Now he's diverting it back to Trump. He's saying he was following Trump's guidelines. Well, Trump sent him millions of dollars, a United States medical floating hospital on the comfort, and loaded the Jacob Javits Center with hundreds of beds. I think there were 750 beds available on the comfort and 250 available at the Javits Center in New York. I may be a little bit high on that number in Javits, but it went unused. It went unused. Mr. Cuomo chose to send them back to where they came from, apparently where these people would be most comfortable. Well, they didn't stay comfortable for long because they passed away. Now he's blaming it on Trump that he was following Trump's guidelines. Now, how do you follow Mr. Trump's guidelines when you're doing what you want? Well, that's going to be taken out pretty soon. We'll be back after this. 75 Radio. Catch it.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he wants Americans to go back to church. He's declared them to be essential.
The governors need to do the right thing and allow these very important essential places of faith to open right now. For this weekend, if they don't do it, I will override the governors. In America, we need more prayer, not less.
Some governors say the president can't order them to open churches, but the Justice Department has already been warning states they cannot let businesses reopen while keeping churches closed. They also sent a letter to LA's mayor warning that extending stay-at-home orders may be unlawful. This while Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has extended their stay-at-home orders for another 3 weeks, despite declining infections and increasing protests. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Jersey Shore is reopening for Memorial Day, but things aren't quite the same. USA Radio Network's John Hunt is in the area and gives us a peek from his perspective.
Beaches are reopening all around the country for Memorial Day weekend, including the Jersey Shore, with the coronavirus still stalking the state and the rest of the USA. Not everything will be the way it used to be. Signs around the area said social distance today starts spreading the news. No arcades, no rides, no concerts or special events, closed playgrounds, capacity limits on beaches, long lines to use the few public bathrooms that will be open, and just takeout at most bars and restaurants, with drones flying overhead to help authorities monitor it all. Police and other security will be out on the sand to make sure people keep 6 feet apart, and lifeguards will blow the whistle on anyone who does not follow the new rules. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
We're all back. It's Saturday night. We are live. We've been doing these live feeds for about the past four or five shows now. We're getting pretty, you know, some pretty nice feedback on it. And, you know, it seems like it's working. So we'll continue this for a little while, and we'll have some more guests on, you know, on this, you know, coming over the summer months. But let's get back to this Corona thing. You know, the beaches are opening, the stores are opening, bars are opening, restaurants are opening. There's more people in the stores. I went to JCPenney's today, and they have a sign that the guidelines are, you know, to wear a face mask if you choose to, and if you don't, well, that's fine too. Well, I think that's great. You know, down here in southern Eastern Tennessee, it you know, it seems to be working pretty well. We don't have any beaches, but referring to the beaches, you know, you got De Blasio. You know, New York City has a few beaches, and you know, you can't go swimming, you can't be sunbathing, you can't walk on the dry sand, you can only walk on the wet sand. But how do you get to the wet sand if you got to cross the dry sand? Boardwalks are going to be closed, you know, like in Coney Island. There's not going to be any refreshments or anything. Lifeguards, if they're on duty, they will start blowing whistles at people that don't follow the six-foot rule. You can only blanket if you're in a section of the beach that they allowed it. You can only blanket with people that you came with in your car. So if you and your girlfriend or your wife or your husband or your significant other came in two cars and you sit on the same blanket, they can ask you to separate. And if you don't, they can throw you off the beach. I mean, it's so redundant. It's ridiculous. The beaches in Florida are opening. California beaches are opening. You know, but the Democratic politicians have to get their say and say, well, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that. Well, you know, it's ridiculous. You are not going to stop people from going to the beach or wanting to go to the beach. The small businesses that thrive, that start on Memorial Day, are forbidden to be open. And if they are open, it's takeout only. Now, if you're going to open up, you know, Walmart's been always open. You know, the big box stores have always been open. They wouldn't even let people have graduation ceremonies. I mean, if you can open up these, it's so redundant and so double-edged sworded. It makes no sense. You know, November's election, there should not be one freaking Democrat that gets reelected. It's unbelievable how stupid. Now, if you choose to stay at home or go out and wear a mask, you know, and constantly sanitize everything you're about to touch and your hands after you touch it, I mean, that's cool. That's fine. I don't think anybody has a problem with that. But don't start screaming at somebody who's not doing that, because it's their right to. I mean, you know, it's the 14th Amendment. You know, look it up. It's the pursuit of happiness. You know, you don't have to be happy while you're pursuing it, but you can pursue it to be happy. And I've seen a lot of things on Twitter and Facebook, of course, you know, the Central Intelligence Agency for us lame brains, that people are actually screaming at other people who are not wearing masks, people who are not wearing masks, yelling at people who are wearing masks, and it's going back and forth. I've never seen a country so divided, never seen our country so divided in such a, you know, red-blue thing. And you don't have to be red and blue to wear a mask or not wear a mask. It's a personal choice. Now, I went to JCPenney. I don't wear a mask. Okay? I don't wear a mask. I have one of those inhalers because sometimes I get the shortness of breath and I got to open up my my airway, and the mask starts to cause that. So I don't wear one. And there's a lot of people out there with medical issues, you know, emphysema, people with bronchial disease, inflamed bronchial tubes. You know, there's people out there that have non-contagious conditions that just can't wear a mask because it defeats the purpose. So, you know, be cautious of why you're yelling at somebody. You shouldn't be yelling at anybody. But back to the beaches. You know, you just can't do anything on the beaches now. They're limiting cars into the parking lots. So if you're waiting 2 hours to get to the beach because the line to get into the parking lot is that long and the car before you was the last one let in, they're going to tell you, no, we're not letting you in because we have enough cars in there already. We've reached our limit. And then you have a choice. You can get pissed off. You can sit there and wait for somebody to leave or go home. Those are going to be your choices. It's ridiculous. You know, they're going to come out with the parking lot full sign right in front of you, and it's going to create an issue. And the guy who's dragging the sign out, he's only working part-time there for the summer. It ain't no sense in talking to him because they're not going to let you in. You know, they're under orders from their boss. You'll never see the boss, that's for sure. They might even have a police officer out there or some kind of, you know, security, you know, somebody out there in a little uniform that'll tell you, no, you can't, or, you know, you'll be arrested if you stay here. So it's insanity. And now, you know, if you've heard our sponsors, there's going to be drones out flying over the beaches to make sure that people are practicing the safe distance guidelines. You know, what's next? What's next? Have we reached the point where we're free as long as we do what we're told? It's utterly embarrassing. It's utterly embarrassing. This country is supposed to set the example for the rest of the world that people have civil rights, and they're being stepped on all over. They're being stepped on, and people fighting back. That fella from the gym, God, it slips my mind. The big guy with the beard was on Tucker the other night. He was arrested because they let him open. The police were there, and they let him open because everybody was handling themselves well. And he opened, and something happened inside the gym where people weren't practicing the safe distance thing. And they arrested him on a misdemeanor charge. Unreal. Unreal what we're going through these days. Boy, is anybody else tired of talking about this corona thing, COVID-19, C-19? God, it's horrible. It's horrible. You know, almost 100,000 Americans have passed away, allegedly, from the COVID-19. Almost 100,000. I think it's just that 90. And now they're worried about the second wave coming in the wintertime. So that's the next thing on the agenda. Because they've touched on it a little bit here. They've touched on it a little bit there. But the winter's coming. Summer isn't really here yet. But the winter is coming, and they're already planning to be prepared for the second wave. Well, considering that the left chose the first wave to go down to Chinatown and have dinner and ignore and criticize Mr. Trump, now they're all on board because, oh, our city needs more money, or that city needs more money, or this city, especially New York, Michigan, California, all these states led by Democrats are all holding back. Why? It's about money. You can't have You can't get more money without having sick people. So what do? I want to see the stats on the death certificates. In no way can 900 people, 800 people die in New York City in one day and claim every single one is from corona. And then they had the body stacked up. Do you remember that? They had the body stacked up outside the funeral home. In the truck. On your cigarette. All right. Enough of that corona stuff. We're coming back with some racing information. 75 Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-E-H still make the sh sound, as in all those American food producers saying sh? Let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Co-Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC. Not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walt and Scoop.
Okay, we're back. We're back here. 75 Radio. You can follow us on Twitter. 75_show. We have the Facebook page. It's under 75 updates and 75 Radio News. We have 75. radio.org, and you can also find us on the Liberty News Radio week in and week out. Mr. Scoop Stanton, he's the one that puts up the updates on Tuesday and Wednesday. He puts up the old shows, You can listen to any show dating back to April of 2018, almost at 2018, and just pick and choose. Each show has a title, and you can pick and choose and see what we've talked about and how far we've come. Probably not too far, but we keep up with the current events. We're not going to tell you no lies. We're not going to make up no stories. You know, we give you our honest opinions based on the facts. We don't elaborate or elaborate isn't the word I'm looking for. Embellish a running story. It is what it is, and we bring it to you. So we've been on the air for over 2 years now, and we're doing good. Before I get to the racing stuff, okay, we had Nancy Pelosi calling our president morbidly obese. You know, the guy is 74, 75. The guy sleeps maybe 4 hours a day. He does some exercise, and he's on the go each day and every day. Now, if people are comfortable in their own skin, it shouldn't be up to anybody else to decide if they're overweight or not. Okay, but take a peek at Stacey Abrams or the Nadler guy with the pants up around his boobs. You know, they're supposed to be leaders, and they're supposed to be in good health. You know, Mr. Trump is under good health, you know, day in and day out. He's checked for corona. His temperature is taken. You know, probably blood is taken. You know, so, you know, Nancy Pelosi just needs to keep her mouth shut. Hopefully she gets voted out of her position this year. And the same thing with Chuckles. And let's move on. Let's get the country back on the track that it was before the C-19 thing. And, let's just not hold our breath. Let's just move forward. All right, we're going to switch over to now. We help out in dirt track racing. We got involved in that last year. Does anybody remember our not-so-sexy intern, Mike Garin? Okay, well, Mikey is at the track tonight, I-75 Raceway in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Now, this is the first night of the season that should have started 2 months ago, but this is the first race night of the season that Mike is down there. Now, Mike goes in and out of the crowd. He talks to people. He does a lot. He interviews the drivers in the pits. We wanted to see how this goes. So we will have Mike on next Saturday night live from whatever track he visits. Now, he visits a number of this. I-75. Then you have Blue Ridge. You have Boyd Raceway in Georgia. Blue Ridge in Georgia. You have Wartburg Raceway that's in... it's up towards Kentucky on I-70, or just off I-75, Wartburg Raceway. So Mike loves this stuff. And I've got, you know, I'm attached to it, too. We have a couple of drivers that we're interested in and that we keep up with. One of them is young Jeff Jackson. He won some races last year. We support him. He carries a nice, big, fat-ass logo of the 75 radio logo on his car. We're proud of him. We're proud of that, and we thank him very much. The people at 75 Raceway in Sweetwater, Tennessee, are some great people. They are friendly. They are super. They have plenty of food. They treat people right. It's a family-oriented place. You can bring your kids. You can bring your grannies. They have grandstand seating, and then they also have seating. It's like a general admission where you park your vehicle on a hill. It's stages of a hill. It's flat, and then there's a hill, and then it's flat. So it's kind of like levels where you can pull up in your vehicle, your truck, bring your lawn chairs, bring your barbecue, and you can party out there and have, like, tailgate parties. And then, you know, as night falls, the races start, and, you know, everybody has a good time. There's plenty of souvenirs there for sale. There's plenty of food there for sale. And towards the end of the end of July, we got to see what happens with the schools. because every year they run a drive to get backpacks stuffed with notebooks and pens and pencils and things like that to go to give away to the kids for the new school year, which down here starts the middle of the second week of, well, actually, yes, like around October, August 8th or 9th is when school starts down here. They usually end right before Memorial Day, like today's Saturday, Memorial Day weekend. Schools would have ended this past Wednesday down here in the South. And I know, you know, being from the North, I remember getting out in the middle of June and going back in the second week in September. So we're a couple of weeks difference. And then we're on a drive. Last year, we donated 10 backpacks plus notebooks and pens and pencils and erasers, all kinds of back-to-school stuff. This year, we're going to do the same thing. And that's going to be at the 7-5 Raceway in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Now, the I-75 Raceway isn't made because of the 7-5 itself. It just happens to be off of I-75 in Sweetwater, Tennessee. So it's the I-75 Raceway. Go down, look them up there, you know, look them up online, Google them, and they'll have the new schedules out, and they also have the practice schedules out. You can go down and you can meet the drivers, you can walk the pits and take pictures with the drivers and the cars or just the cars. It's a real family-oriented place. I enjoyed it. I went a few times last year, and I intend to do some live shows there. Like I said, next Saturday night, we're going to do a live feed with our not-so-sexy intern, Mike Guerin, from the pits and from the grandstand. He'll be up in the booth with our friend, Mr. Godsey, and he'll be up there with his fiance. And maybe his mom, Teresa, will show up. Who knows? We never know. But and then we'll have the topless dirt track racing, which means no, they don't have topless women. What they do is they take the roofs off the car. So you just see the roll cage. You know, there's a windshield, but they take the roofs off the car. That's why they call it topless dirt track racing circuit. That's run by Michael Robinette. And we'll interview with him. Maybe Mike can grab him and do a live interview, you know, from I-75. So we'll have a lot to do with that next week. I think we all need a break. People are running to the beaches to get away from this COVID-19 nonsense. And our getaway is going to be to the racetrack. You know, if all goes well, I might even be at the racetrack next Saturday night. Never know. You never know. I don't live that far away, but I have a few other commitments that I have to take care of. Now, on a personal note, I will be in Chattanooga probably Monday, late afternoon, and I'm meeting with some movie people to go over parts, a small part in a movie that's going to be filmed in Chattanooga next month. I am sworn to secrecy about where and what it's about, but the people have told me that I can go ahead and, you know, give the people, fans and such, fans, picture me having fans. The only fans I got is the one that's keeping me cool right now, because it's so muggy out. But that's what I'll be doing on Monday. We'll be going over some, I'll be getting a, what do you call that, a script? Yeah, script. And meeting some of the other actors that are going to be in this movie. So I can't give you any more information on that, but that's where I'll be doing probably Monday evening, or before the sun goes down. You know, that'll be Eastern time. Let me see what else is going on. Everybody's been locked down, so nobody's been visiting with anybody. We have not much else. I want to tell some friends of mine, they know who they are, they're listening, that they need to get people and we will all get together in this message over probably in 2 months in the second of them. So we got a week in the book, another Saturday night, it's going to be live,
This is James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.